Hey there, folks. Quick video here. Quick video here. Just redoing. Oh, this thing stinks. I'm redoing my original Alumilith here for a little mountain bike trip I'm taking with some college friends up at the Kingdom Trails in Vermont. Ever been to the Kingdom Trails up in the Northeast Kingdom of Vermont? Let me know in the comments. I've been a few times over the past 15 years, and I love it. It's some of the best rigid mountain biking in all of New England, in my opinion, which isn't saying much. We often get overlooked out here. You know, the entire bicycle industry is focused on the West Coast or the Rockies. You know what I'm saying? We don't get much. Even Grav, they're all focused on the Midwest. Us East Coasters here, what do we get? We get hiking trails, so we got to ride our mountain bikes on. So Kingdom Trails, special place. All right, so we're going to redo this thing. It needs a lot of work. I'm going to start by giving it a wash. I'm going to take my shirt off because you probably like that better.
Oh, wow.
Okay, here we are again. Same shorts as the other day or last video. Not doing laundry that much this time of year. Some hot water here. Am I supposed to clip this thing onto my nipple or something? Oh, ouch. Okay. Yeah, just rinsing a lot of mold off this thing. A lot of mold and a few years of dirt. The saddle's really getting nasty. I don't know what's on this saddle. A few different microbes just living their lives. Not anymore, though. You know, I've changed the front brake pads on here once, and I have not changed the rear brake pads. We're going to get a little closer there, though. Still plenty of life left in those. I love, you know, rim brake pads, they last a long ass time, a lot longer than disc brake pads. So if one of your friends is ever like, man, disc brakes are so much better, be like, I'm saving a lot of money on brake pads here, man. Or whoever's asking you, might not be a man, but dang, well, look at those brake pads. There's nothing left there. That's taking it to the limits, okay? That's what we are proponents of here at ronsbikes.com. You know, I usually like to put a bash guard, even though I'm only using two chain rings. I usually like to put a bash guard on the outside, but I took the bash guard off for this bike to put on Amanda Gates's bike. That was a customer build. So I'm going naked here. No doubt save a few grams, but I generally don't like the step down between the spider and where it connects. So that's another reason why I like to use the bash guard. So we've got a 39, or just a 38, something like that. A 38 or a 39-20 here. Okay, here's all of our stuff all laid out here. Got these tires that we're going to be replacing. You know, they're not all that old. They're just very moldy. That's summer here in New England. There we go. This side's even worse. Disgusting. So yeah, we're gonna take off these tires and put on some fresh Red Mars. Rips. Look at that UD new package. Get your pressure journal back here. Cool, wouldn't you say? We got our crankset here with the new ring on it. We got some tools. This is a Scrimshaw tire lever made by a friend, Lee McCulligan. Yeah, we got our tools, grips, got some new used Salmon Cool Stop brake pads there on a platter. And we got a bunch of handlebars here. Titanium, carbon, aluminum. Oh boy, what are we gonna choose?
Excuse me, have you seen my flat bar mountain bikes anywhere? Over there? Okay.
All right, now first things first, we just installed this crank arm back on here with the 3920. First things first, it's nice to have one thing out of the way. We've got a lot of work to do here though. Alright, next we're gonna get rid of these nasty tires. Man, I should be wearing gloves. Alright.
Let's break the seal. Hopefully there's nothing. Oof. There's odors in there. There's odors in there. Oh. We gotta wrestle these tires off.
Not too bad. Not too bad. Just gotta loosen the bead up a little bit first, huh? Ooh, look at that. There's still sealant in there. I don't think we'll be reusing that. Oof. Oh, that wasn't bad at all. Okay. This guy's out. This Cush Coral was put in here like a year and a half ago. This tire probably still had a few months to go on it. More for the mold.
Interesting to note here, folks, I mounted this tire while in Arizona just a few months ago, and there is no sealant left. There's nothing in here. It is bone dry. So this sealant does not last a very long time. It dries up. Who knows if that sealant was still good in that other tire that I just took off, a year and a half old sealant. But, I mean, this is definitely no good. There's nothing in here. It's just latex. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know what to say about that. Don't think I'll be redoing these
with, the brand X.
Yeah, it just kind of turns into... Huh. I don't know what that's doing, if anything.
Got my wheels all cleaned off here now. So the one thing that this sealant did do is really clog up my valves. That's a problem too. So I don't know, either have to change the valves or see if I could poke some of this stuff out of there. All right, so just washed my wheel off, and something that did seal here was my valve core. So I've got stuff jammed all in here. A lot of you tubeless folks know about this when you're going to inflate your tire and you can't get any air in there. I try all tubeless sealants that I find, and they all work marginally well, but no sealant works great in my opinion. Let me know in the comments what you like. We did a poll on Ultra Dynamico's Instagram about a month ago, and overwhelmingly people were proponents of Orange Seal for longevity and ease of use and how well it seals your shit. Okay, let's continue. All right, now that we've got that taken care of, let's mount up this fresh. Oh yeah. Ooh. Well, that's fresh. Mount up this fresh Mars Red. Looks like a burgundy, would you say? We're inspired by the Richie Z-Max WCS compound of the early 90s, if you didn't know, or if you couldn't tell. That was always one of my favorite tires growing up. I remember I had one of them on the front, because that was all that could fit, a 2.35, which looked freaking massive. I think I had a Tioga Psycho caramel compound on the rear, so I like colored tires. Are gonna look really sweet. Should I put the Cush Core back in? Hello, anyone? We did. We used the Cush Core. Ended up being pretty simple. Pretty light of tires. Bone. Who would have thought? That's the original plastic. Look at this. Look at this new packaging here. We got it now. We got some fresh packaging, and it's gonna look so good on the shelves of your favorite local bike shop. You're already looking at it right now. I haven't stepped back and looked yet, so lucky you, you get to see this thing first. Oh yeah, you must really be seeing something right now. Just take a look. Whew.
doctor.
Oh, wow.
All right, and so the next thing I want to do here is I'm going to switch the handlebars over because I'm doing, you know, my college friends are pretty shreddy, and we're going to be riding some real technical trails at speed. For that, I am going to switch over to flat bars, which is something I rarely ever ride, but I don't know, it seems fun. So we're going to try it out just for this weekend at least. Then I'll probably switch back to my ortho bars. But easy switch because we don't have to rewrap the bars or anything like that. We just got to put the grips on with some hairspray, and I got plenty of that. All right, we've got our controls removed, and now we are going to dismember this bike. Ortho upright bars, and we're going to try some of these Carver titanium, or what is that, like a 17 degree sweep there with this Nitto stem. I know it's oversized 31.8, but would I have liked it to be 25.4, 26.0? Yes, but you know, it's not a perfect world, folks. So what is this gonna look like? What do we think here, folks? Okay, just took that handlebar for a little test spin. It's the cockpit is too short. So I'm gonna switch over to this other handlebar with the longer stem, less sweep. All right, so we switched our stem and handlebar around. This stem is a Salsa guide stem that I've scratched the logos off of. Not great looking. Not a great looking setup here, but if I was, I'm only using it for the weekend though, with a bunch of guys that I love them, but they have no taste aesthetically, so. Okay, so yeah, switched those bars out. I don't really like them. That stem is too ugly. The oversized look on here, not liking it. We're gonna try these Sklar bars that Adam Sklar made a few years ago. Bull Moose, don't you think? I forgot I had these. Could be perfect. Maybe a little bit short, but the look may be right. What is this, the third or fourth decapitation of this bike today? All right, let's see what we got here. Sorry, just landed right on a cricket. All right, got the cables all done. Nothing tightened yet. Just gonna put a little hand sandy in the grips. These are the burgundy or maroon Aori grips that Special Color Blue Lug had made. Pretty spot on there, wouldn't you say? I don't know. I'll definitely be switching the bars back to the ortho bars after this weekend. Just on aesthetics alone. I'm sitting here, like I always do, staring at my bikes. Typical Friday evening, you know? Saturday, too. I don't know, though. You see what I mean? It's just kind of like, it's kind of stubby looking. It may grow on me. We'll see how it rides. Hey folks, thanks for watching. I hope it was worth it. I hope you had fun. And hey, you know, we're gonna have bags in like 3 weeks, so save those pennies. Please like and subscribe, folks.